Now the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families, reached the border of Edom southward to the wilderness of Zin, at the extreme south. Their southern border was from the lower end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that turns to the south. Then it proceeded southward to the ascent of Akrabim, and continued to Zin. Then went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea, and continued to Hezron. And went up to Adar and turned to Karka. It continued to Asmon, and proceeded to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your southern border. The eastern border was the Salt Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan, and the border of the north side was from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. Then the border went up to Beth Hogla and continued on the north of Beth Araba. Then the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and turned northward toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adullam, which is on the south of the valley. And the border continued to the waters of Enshemesh, and it ended at En-Rogel. Then the border went up the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusite on the south. And proceeded to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the border turned to Bala.
That is Kiriath Jearim.
The border turned from Bala westward to Mount Seir, and continued to the slope of Mount Jearim on the north.
That is Chesalon.
And went down to Beth Shemesh and continued. Then the border proceeded to the side of Ekron northward, and the border turned to Shikaron, and continued to Mount Bala, and proceeded to Jabneah, and the border ended at the sea. The western border was at the Great Sea, even its coastline. This is the border around the sons of Judah, according to their families.
In accordance with the command of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is Hebron. And Caleb drove out from there the
three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak.
Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir previously was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, the one who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give him Aksar, my daughter, as a wife. Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it. So he gave him Aksar, his daughter, as a wife. And it happened that when she came to him, she incited him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her,
what do you want?
Then she said, give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev. Give me springs of water also. So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their family.
Now the city's at the extremity of the tribe of the sons of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, where Kabzeel, Hader, and Jagur, Kina, Dimona, and Dadad are. Kedesh, Hazer, and Ithna, Tell them and be loved. Hazor, Hadatha, Kerioth, Hezron, that is Hazor.
Amom, Shema, and Molada.
Hazar, Gada, Heshman, and Beth Peleg. Hazar, Shul, Beersheba.
Zenon, Hadasha, and Nadol, God.
15 cities with their villages, living our ether and our shine. If the Ashna and Nessie, Kila Uxi, Benz Maresha, nine cities with their villages, Ekron with its towns and its villages.
Ashdod, its towns and its villages. Gaza, its towns and its villages. As far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea, even its coastline. In the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, and Sokotana. Kiryat Sana, that is Debirin, Enebesh, Demo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, Duman, and Hashem, Yenom, Beth, Tapua, and Africa.
Now I swore the Jebusite, the inhabitants of Jerusalem.